إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Muslim brothers and sisters, اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين أمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We send our present salutations upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is slightly what I'm going to touch on today, inshaAllah. Now, before we start, we need to understand the days that we are in. We are in the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And the month of Dhul-Hijjah in the Islamic calendar, as we are told by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the best days of the year. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days better where al-amal al-salih, where good actions are accepted by Allah, than these 10 days. Even Ramadan, even Laylat al-Qadr, all of the days of the year, these are the best 10 days. Starting from the first of Dhul-Hijjah up until the day of Arafah, inshaAllah. So it's highly encouraged for us to fast if we can. Many people fast the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And if you can't fast all 10 days, at least the day of Arafah, which is on Monday, inshaAllah. And it's very easy these days. I mean, iftar will be about 4:15, 10 past 4, and it's very easy. So if you can fast on these days and increase in our recitation of the Qur'an and do some ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will, inshallah, reap the reward. Now, during these spiritual days and these days of Dhul-Hijjah, where many people have embarked upon the journey of Hajj, and some of you may have done the Hajj, some of you may have not, I may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to also fulfill our obligation of Hajj, inshallah. But Hajj, I mean, one of the things which Hajj symbolizes to us is Yawm al-Qiyamah. A lot of people may not know that, but Yawm al-Qiyamah is when we will all be standing in front of Allah without any titles, without any names, without any big bodyguards with us, without any suits. We'll be in our natural form. And in the Hajj, we have to stand there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in just two white robes or two white pieces of garment. So you can't tell a king from a slave. Everyone looks the same. So Yawm al-Qiyamah is something which we really need to reflect upon, because we're all going to witness this day. And there was a scholar many years ago, his name was Al-Harith Al-Harith ibn al-Asad al-Muhasabi, and he saw amongst the people that they were becoming very materialistic. They were becoming so really delving into the materials of the world and forgetting Allah. They might pray, they might fast and everything, but they're not really doing what Allah wanted them to do. They're not really living for Allah. They do it on the side, but their main objective is money and houses and cars. And obviously those days it was camels and horses. But it's the same thing. Camels and horses, cars and motorbikes and houses and luxury. All of this is very temporal. So Yawm al-Qiyamah, we want to just take some reflections upon that day, inshallah. And before we do, there's two principles we need to understand amongst ourselves. The first one is that all of us are looking for happiness. We're all looking for happiness. Everyone will tell you that, okay, I want to be rich, or I want to have a house, I want to get married, I want to have children, I want this, I want that. Why? The ultimate answer will be happiness. That's the ultimate aim. And you will never ask somebody, why do you want to be happy? It's a given. We all want to be happy, inshallah. And the second thing is that nothing which makes you happy in this world is absolute. Everything comes to an end. So firstly, we say that happiness, we all want happiness. But the second thing is that everything comes to an end. You want to be fit and healthy, and then you get old and you get decrepit. You want to have a nice big house, it goes to dust and we all die. You want to go on a nice outing, outings after you go out, you feel tired, you sweat, you come back and you're ill. You want to have a nice meal, eat too much and you put on too much weight. So everything has its limits. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad taught us this many times. Muhammad had a camel. It was called Qaswa. And this camel, nobody could beat it in a race. Because they used to have camel racing, they did have fun. So they used to have fun sometimes having camel races. And this camel was never beaten, Qaswa. So one day a simple Arab man came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they just had a race with the camel, and he beat him. So the Sahaba was shocked. They would say, oh my God, this is Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, this is Muhammad the camel, how could it be defeated? So Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبْ, verily Allah has decreed, if he put something in this world high, it must go down. The famous saying, you know, what goes up must come down. Allah wada shay, and he has to bring it down. And this is the sunnah of life. This is the sunnah of everything. What goes up must come down. So sometimes we feel protected in our houses, in our cozy lives, in our cozy lifestyles. But we need to remember that we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Now the day of judgment in Arabic, in the Quran, there's many names for the day of judgment. One is Yawm al-Qiyamah, the one which we all know, the day of standing. One is Yawm al-Hisab, the day of accountability, when we all go through our accounts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Al-Haqqah. One is Yawm al-Taghabun. Many, many days. I mean, if you go through the Quran, there are about 20 or so. But I want to focus on one particular day, the day which we should really reflect upon, inshaAllah. Now, I was just saying about this scholar who started this school. He saw that many people were becoming very, very much delved into the world, materialistic. Just all they're worrying about is money and wealth and fame and fortune. So he opened the school. His name was Al-Harith, his name was. Al-Harith ibn al-Asad. So he opened a school called Madrasat al-Tawahum. Al-Tawahum. Madrasat al-Tawahum means the school of imagine. And what he used to do was he would invite people. He would pay for himself. People used to come. And he used to say, imagine this. Give them a verse in the Quran. Imagine you're standing in front of Allah. Imagine, imagine, imagine. Many different things he used to tell them to imagine. And he started to see that in time people were changing. Because the intention that he had wasn't just to make people live in a little bubble, waiting to die and wanting to meet Allah. But wanting, through their actions in this world, to do better things. Because if you know Yawm al-Hisab, standing in front of Allah going through your actions, you'll start to ask yourself, why did I do this? Why did I do that? حَسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلُ أَن تُحَسَّبُوا, like Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, take yourselves to account before you are taken to account. So he opened this school called the School of Imagination, the School of Imagine. And the word I want to focus on today of the Day of Judgment is يَوْمُ التَّنَادِ, يَوْمُ التَّنَادِ, the Day of the Calling, the Day of Calling. And this is one of the names of the Day of Judgment, where in Fir'aun's house, Ali Fir'aun, Rajul Mu'min, he said, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمُ التَّنَادِ, I fear for you, O Fir'aun, the Day of Calling. So what is the Day of Calling? What will be called? Many, many, many things. And it will take us hours and hours to talk through all of the verses in the Qur'an. But I'll tell you one thing. The script, I mean, none of us know the future. None of us can say this is going to happen next year. But what we can say for sure is the things Allah told us in the Qur'an that are going to be said, they will be said. So we have a script in front of us which is going to happen. In the Qur'an, we can read it and we can say for sure this is going to happen. So let's just reflect upon a few of the words which are stated in the Qur'an. Now the first tanad, the first calling which will happen, before anything, as al-nafkha, nafkha fi sur, the trumpet, the blowing of the trumpet. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, كَيْفَ أُنْعِمْ, how can I relax? How can I just have fun and not think about my ultimate end, when the Malik, the angel who has been appointed to blow in the sur, in the trumpet, is standing waiting for the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I relax? Imagine there's an angel standing there with his ears alert, he's taken a breath, he's stressed, he's in a stressed position, ready to exert that blow. How can we relax if we know it could happen like that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ, the trumpet is blown, فَسَعَكَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, the trumpet is blown and everything in the heavens and everything in the earth will just die, will fall, except which Allah wills. So that's the first calling, the nafqa, it's just a sound. It will blow and then we will all be gone. And then Allah will call. He will call to the Malik al-Maut. He says, Ya Malik al-Maut, man baqiya Malik al-Maut? Who is left? Who is left? Everyone's gone, but who is left? So Malik al-Maut will say to Allah, Ya Allah, it's Malik Jibreel, the angel Jibreel, who is responsible for passing the message to the messengers. Malik Mikael and Abdak, meaning himself. So there's only three left. So Allah tells him, take the ruh of Jibreel, take the ruh of Mikael. So then Allah says, Man baqi, Ya Malik al-Maut? Who is left? And Malik al-Maut says, Abdak, just me. So Allah will order him to take his own soul away. That's it. and Allah will call out. Imagine complete silence, like it was before the creation. It will happen again. Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكِ الْيَوْمِ. To who is the kingdom today? Who owns anything today? There will be nothing, because there is no one. There is no one but Allah. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكِ الْيَوْمِ. And Allah will respond to Himself, Al-Wahid Al-Ahad Al-Qahar. The one, the only, because there is only, we say, كُلْهُ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Ahad is not one, because one is a mathematical number that can be divided and split into three, split into ten. Al-Ahad, the only, ultimate, single, individual, nothing else but Allah. Al-Wahid Al-Qahar. So there is nothing. And then there will be another nafkha, another calling. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. The trumpet will be blown, and everyone will come up from their graves. Everyone will be just waking up. As we were born, we will come up again. Because Allah, that's the creed of Allah. He has ordered for what we will die, then we will come back to life, and we will die again. That's the way it will happen. نُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا. They will say, oh, woe unto us. مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who brought us up from our sleep? We were in a blissful sleep. And it's the same sleep that we're in now. Because Muhammad ﷺ said, النَّاسُ نِيَامُ. People are asleep. People are asleep. وَإِذَا مَاتُوا انْتَبَهُوا. And when they wake up, when they die, they wake up. And it's similar to the verse in the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ الْغِطَاءِ فَالْيَوْمَ بَصُرُكَ حَدِيدٍ. Allah says that on the day of judgment, when we all come up, He will remove the cloud from in front of our eyes, and our vision will be crystal clear this day. Hadid, crystal clear, like iron, solid. We will understand everything. So many times you ask, why did I have this accident? Why did I lose my son? Why did I lose my father? Why did this happen? Why? All these questions. Why did Allah let this happen? On the day of judgment, we will know. It will all be made clear to you. Everything will be made clear. So we will be brought up from our graves, and then there will be a calling. Allah is a constant calling. People will be in havoc. It depends on how good we were in the world, because there are stages of purification that we go through. There are 11 stages of purification, and we might not have time to go through them today, but the main thing we want to focus on is the fact that we are going to stand there, and we will look at each other and we will recognize each other. I will see faces here that I see, and you will see the faces you know, and the family. يَوْمِ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَخِيهِ. People will run away from their own family because they're scared, they're worried. They weren't prepared for this. Oh Allah, bring us back to this earth. Oh Allah, calling. Allah, send us back that we can do good actions. Tanad, calling again and again, calling. Allah, send us back. Send us. It's too late. Today, the nafqa has happened. That's it. That's what we were waiting for. Constant tanad. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ. This is what the Rahman has promised. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And the prophets have said, told the truth. Another tanaji shall happen, the prophets. Allah will call to the prophets. يَا نُوحَ. He will call upon Noah. هَلْ بَلَّخْت. Did you pass the message on to the people? And he says, نَعْمْ يَا رَبْ قَدْ بَلَّخْت. Yes, Allah, I did send a message. I told people for all the thousands, the hundreds of years that I was in the earth. I told people, I begged them to listen. They refused. And the people say, no, he didn't give us the message. So Allah will call for a witness. He will call for someone to be shaheed. So who do you think will be the shaheed? It will be us, Ummat Muhammad. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allah created you in a middle way, so that you can be witnesses amongst the people. Witness meaning that we've read the Quran, we know it's true, we know that Noah passed his message on, we know Ibrahim passed the message, we know all of the prophets did what they were told. So people say, Naam, Ya Rabb, that he did pass the message, Noah is the rightful prophet, and he passed the message. But how can we be shaheed if we weren't present in the world? In order for you to go to a judge, in a judge and jury, and give evidence, you have to have witnessed something. How can you witness if we're living in ghafla, we're living in heedlessness? If we wake up, then we can be a witness. But if we're just living, thinking about me, myself, my car, my house, my family, all of these personal possessions, how can we be witness over anyone? We have to be present in order to be able to give that witnessing on the Day of Judgment, inshaAllah. So the prophets will be calling. And then Muhammad will be calling, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummati, he will be calling his people, Ummati. We're all of his Ummah, inshaAllah. He will be calling and calling, wanting everyone to come. So there will be people, he will come and he will give them a drink of water. لَا تَضْمَأُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. The sip of water which you have from Muhammad's hands, you will never be thirsty again after having that. So we ask to be of those people, inshallah. Because it's a thirst-clenching day. We want to be able to drink some water. The sun will be, there will be so many things which I'm sure many of you have read about on the Day of Judgment. But my intention isn't for us to be scared. Because we're going to go on to the good parts and the parts where we can all have bushra for, inshallah. Because there are some people who will come to Muhammad and the angels will be pulling him away. So Muhammad will say, إِنَّهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, he's from my ummah. And the angels say, إِنَّكَ لَا تَعْرُفُ مَا فَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ Muhammad. You don't know what he did after you left. He don't know what he did. He was an aggressor. He was unjust to people. He used to steal. He used to lie. He caused fitna. And don't think fitna can't happen from just our little words. Because some words we say, we think our shara, we think it's like a hair. We can't even see. وَهِيَ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. And it's a huge thing in Allah's eyes. Some people spreading rumors about people, spreading lies. And unfortunately, it's reached the level of scholars now on TV swearing at each other. This is a big fitna. And we need to really turn it off and put out the fitna. Allah has mercy on the person who puts out the fitna. And he said, Al-fitna, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he said, سَتَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ فِتْنَةً. There will be a fitna after me. فَالْقَعْدُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ الْقَائِمِ. The person sitting down is better than him standing telling people. And the standing is better than the one walking around spreading it. And the one running around spreading it is better than one who's really hastily looking to spread that fire. So we don't want to be spreaders of fitna and spreaders of any bad actions, inshaAllah. Yawm al-Tanad, remember Yawm al-Tanad, the day of the calling. Day of calling, Allah will be calling us. He will say, Ayn al-Zalimeen, where are the wrongdoers? Where are those people who thought they had authority? Who thought that they could throw bombs on people and nothing would happen? Because Allah said, and this is a hadith, Prophet Muhammad said, on the Day of Judgment, anyone who has been killed unjustly, he will grab the person who killed him unjustly, and he will put him in front of Allah, and he says, give me my right. Give me my right. So Allah will say to that person who killed him, give him his right. What can he do? What can he do to give anyone his right? He doesn't have anything. So we ask Allah not that we shouldn't be transgressors. We shouldn't be transgressors. If someone's done something wrong, within means, take your right back. But don't go beyond the bounds. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحَبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Zalimeen is dhulma. People go beyond boundaries. People really go beyond. يَوْمُ مُتَنَادِ. It's a day of calling. Allah will be constantly calling. And then another thing. The person who we all blame now, we say shaitan. Oh, shaitan is causing me to do these actions. Shaitan is very easy to overcome. You say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, with sincerity, and that's it. You put the shaitan away. Shaitan will say, وَقَالَ shaitan. Now look at this creepy shaitan. قَالَ shaitan لَمَا قُدِيَ الْأَمْرِ. The shaitan will say, when the matter is passed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Verily Allah has promised you a true promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And I promised you, but I lied. I went against my promise. Imagine, he's saying that. All of these people are throwing into hell, and he's saying, I took you here, but I was lying to you. It was all an illusion I was giving you. And then he says, "ما أنتم بمصرخي." Neither you can save me, or I can save you. إني كفرت بما أشركتمون من دون الله. I am innocent of everything that you have associated with other than Allah. And association with Allah doesn't mean that we just bow down to idols or bow down to objects. Association with Allah, because Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَّهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you not seen he who has taken his Lord, his desire, has his Lord? Somebody desires money. تَعَسَ عَبْدَ الدِّرْهَمُ. Prophet Muhammad said, cursed be he who worships money. Not mean he puts the money on the floor and bows down to it. But meaning that he lived for money. If there was benefit for money here, I go. Even if it means selling my own father, selling my own mother, selling my own sister and brother, it doesn't matter. People, you see, when parents die and they leave a lot of money, the inheritance problem is huge. And in Muslim countries, you see people, not brothers and sisters, not talking. And this is another tanad al-rahim, the calling of the womb. Because the womb on the Day of Judgment will تتعلق في عرش الرحمن, it will grab onto Allah's throne. And it says, "Zulimt, ya Rabb, zulimt. I was wrong. I was done wrongly. People didn't talk to me. Meaning brothers and sisters, cousins and aunties, and all of the relations. People used to cut each other off. So Allah will say, "Atardi, would you be happy if I cut off he who cut you?" So meaning, if you cut off your brothers and sisters and your family and relatives, would you be happy if I cut them off on this day? And the Rahman will say, "Raditu, ya Rabb. I am happy with that." Many things we can reflect upon, inshaAllah. Yawm al-Tanad, think about it. The day where they will be calling. We ask Allah to give us thabat, inshallah, on this world, so that we can have thabat in the akhirah, inshallah. Qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah. Yawm al-Tanad, brothers and sisters, Yawm al-Tanad, the day of the calling, the day when everyone will be calling for themselves, nafsi, nafsi. We know that we will be saying nafsi, nafsi on that day. But again, we don't want to leave on a bad note, because it's not, we don't want to be scared. That's the difference. We want to have khashya. And khashya is not fear. We read sometimes translations that said khashya is fear. الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. People who fear Allah in unseen. It's not fear. Khashya is a type of a fear, but it's wrapped around and encompassed with mercy. It's the type of fear that a child has for his father. He doesn't want to upset him. He's not worried that his father is going to beat him up. He just doesn't want to see his father upset. And wallahi, this is to fathers as well. Sometimes the father gives just a look to the son out of sorrow and upset, and it hurts the child more than being beaten 100 times with a stick or with a shoe or whatever. Wallahi, so, I mean, we've experienced this. Upsetting your father or mother can hurt you more than them beating you up. So we don't want Allah to be upset with us on the Day of Judgment. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. Your book will be put in front of you. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُلُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. Our book will be put in front of us. Our book, every single thing that we have thought about and done. Can we move one step forward, brothers, just to make space for the people at the back? وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. Our book is placed in front of us. The book where the angels and Mawakkil, the right and left angels, they were appointed just to write down your good deeds and bad deeds. The one on the right writes down everything good, the one on the left writes down everything bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً. People will say, what is this book? It doesn't leave a big or small detail. Every single little thing, it doesn't leave. It's there. When somebody opened the drawer to take bribery, when somebody hit their wife, when somebody swore at someone, when somebody stole without someone seeing, he thought no one could see him here. But on the Day of Judgment, everything is written. Every single thing is written. Ya Mutanad. And then another thing, we will say to Allah, Ya Allah. Some arrogant people will say, I don't believe this book. I don't want this to be a witness against me. I will witness against myself. Some people will say that, and this is in Surah Yaseen. So Allah will say, Naam. Okay, that's fine. فَتَمَثْنَا عَلَىٰ عَفْوَيْهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Their hands will speak, and their feet will tell them where they used to take their earnings from, and what they used to do with their hands. SubhanAllah. Think your hands will speak, your mouth will be sealed. And the Sahaba said, how can Allah make the hands speak? So Prophet ﷺ said, the one who made the mouth speak can make anything speak. الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He can make anything speak. So we ask Allah on this day that we don't have to have that. Because إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَكِهُونَ. On the Day of Judgment, the people who did good, أصحاب الجنة, the people, the owners of heaven, أصحاب الجنة, the companions of heaven, الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَكِهُونَ. They have so many things to do, happy. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. They will be highly placed. They won't even have to see it. All of this difficulty we see on the Day of Judgment, some people will just pass by. إِنَّمَا وَيَفْتَ الصَّبُرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily, the people who had patience in this world will be given on the Day of Judgment Jannah without any accountability. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of Ashab al-Jannah. Really, we need to do it now. And the way to do it, wallah, we only have very, very few ways. But these ways are huge, but we neglect them and belittle them sometimes. It's tawbah. We need to have sincere tawbah to Allah. Every day do tawbah. Say, Allah, I forgive. Please forgive me for my big and small sins, what I know and what I don't know, what I remember and what I forget, everything. Because don't forget, the angel on the left who writes all of your bad sins, they're wiped out if you do tawbah. If you do tawbah quick enough, there's difference of opinion. Some people say 6 days, some people say 6 hours, but it doesn't matter. Do tawbah straight away. Don't be musirr ala al-ma'asiyah. Israr ala al-ma'asiyah is worse than someone who just does it. And I mean, some people can do many wrong actions, but they're not musirreen. Musirreen, israr, is someone who is enforced and constantly wanting to do it. We want to reflect upon the Day of Tanad, inshaAllah, the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Hisab, the day when we will be taken into account. We ask Allah to give us forgiveness on that day and to make us of the people of heaven, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma hadina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma hadina sirat al-mustaqim. Waj'alna min ashab al-jannah, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt. Wa'afina fi man afayt. Wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. Wa barik lana fi ma atayt. Ya Rabbil Alameen, arhamna wa'afu anna wa'afu lana wa'arzuqna, Ya Rabbil Ikhlas, Al-Iman, Al-Ihsan, Al-Iqan, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ameen, 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 Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mubarak ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi sallam, Allahumma Rabbika Rabbil Al-Azim, Al-Sufun, wa salamu ala Musaleen, wa alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa akum salam.